Today on Stateside, we bring you a brand new series exploring what it's like to be at opposite ends of the same career path. It's called Work in Progress. It's a conversation between two people, one just starting out in a career and one who's been working in that field for a long time. We'll hear from people who've made all kinds of career choices, from conductors to priests, nurses, and millwrights. Today, we turn our spotlight on two farmers.
I'm Frank Baffey from Homer, Michigan. I live out here north of Homer on the Cook's Prairie, and I've been here on this farm 40 years, but I farmed before probably all my life, actually.
I'm Dave Camasara, and I live in Burlington, Michigan. Been out there for about 4 years, trying to start a farm.
Why did you decide to take the first steps into this line of work?
I moved out here from the Detroit area about 14 years ago to work in a hospital in Marshall, and I met some Amish people, and I took care of a little Amish boy. So that kind of started a long-term relationship, and you know, I still take care of the Amish community down here. So I've spent a lot of time with them and out on their farms and started learning a lot and decided to buy a farm. And when I decided to move out to the farm, I think it's the best thing I ever did. There's nothing more peaceful, and I don't miss the city at all. You know, the traffic, and it's beautiful at night. It's just quiet. Mm-hmm. You get up and you just see your stuff around you. It's kind of all right there in front of you, and it's nice. I like it a lot. How about you, Frank? You've been farming all your life?
Yeah, pretty much. Of course, I worked off the farm, too. I'm a journeyman pipe fitter. I worked at Ford Motor Company. I worked at Hastings Manufacturing and Clark Equipment in Jackson.
So you weren't born on a farm?
No, I was not born on a farm. I was born in Lincoln Park.
So how'd you start farming then?
I bought this place. Saved my money. I worked at Ford Motor Company for 11 years. Worked a lot of overtime. Worked in a coke ovens, blast furnace, foundries, you name it. Every filthy thing I sucked in my lungs. Had enough money when I bought this place. This place was for sale, the down payment I could afford, and I did it. I moved my family out here, a wife and four kids.
Why'd you want to leave the city?
To get my kids the hell out of the city. Actually, I was raised in a rural setting, but the city grew up around us. And there's no better place in the world to raise a family than on a farm.
How do you think farming's changed over the years since you started?
What has happened is, basically, everything has changed because the margins have got so small. You know, you hear this thing, sustainable agriculture. Well, hey, if something isn't profitable, there's no way it's sustainable.
Right.
You know, I mean, you could come over here, and if you had 50 sow, you wouldn't be making enough money to pay your bills.
Right.
And there was when we bought this place 40 years ago, the pigs paid for this place. Of course, we had cattle, too. And I was here, I'll bet you, 30 years or better before I ever sold anything off of this farm that wasn't walking.
What kind of cattle did you have?
I had beef cattle. Basically, I liked Herefords, but I'd cross them with beef shorthorn and red Angus. And as of late, I went with a black bull because everything is Angus beef, Angus
right.
beef. So, I mean, if you go in there and you got a black hide, you're going to get, it's not a grade, it's just the color of the skin. But if it's black, you can pick up another 10 cents a pound. That's what it's economics.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing black Angus and...
Yeah.
Or crossing it.
It don't matter. Hereford and Angus, black with a white face. Hey, you know, if there's a good market, you know what you do, don't you? You reward it. Now, do you plan on making a living on this in total...
Independence?
Total independent living?
That would be a no. Although I'd like to go that way. I don't want to invest everything I have and just take the jump and try to do that. So I kind of want to ramp up. And
yeah, well, you're still working as a, what are you working as a?
I do emergency medicine, but I would like to retire from what I'm doing and just work on the farm.
Well, yeah, when you get to the point where you've got enough and, you know, make sure you put away, you want to pay Social Security too.
And my taxes. So you're working for Ford, and were you nervous about making the jump from going into farming?
You betcha, because I left that place, I let that job go and came over here with, you know, with the idea that I could get another, you know, get another job. I financed myself, really. I mean, bought the place and the breeding stock. Matter of fact, the first pigs I bought them on a Visa card. The biggest trouble was that, you know, times were actually, it was tight. You know, money was to make you, because you had payments. You know, I had two farm payments to make was $7,000 a year. I was on a land contract. And it was, money was actually fairly tight. But, you know, the damn pigs was always good to me. I always had enough money to make the payments. I don't know. So a lot of it, I think, was just dumb luck. You know, I mean, when the price was good, I had pigs to sell. And a lot of this thing, we give ourselves credit for stuff. But there's things that happened to me here on this farm that, and things I did that ended up real good. But it wasn't planned to be real good. It was just supposed to be a little bit good. If you're going to be doing this, another thing is, if you're like, you got pigs, man, you got to be able to take death 7 days a week. Because, you know, you can go out there, and I mean, I've had, there's diseases. I had one time over here, this TGE hit me over here in this barn. And hell, in 1 week, I lost 125 pigs die.
Wow.
And I think you got to have a stomach for that. Mm-hmm. You either got to say, well, hey, man, this is the way it is. It's the same way with butchering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I used to, some Saturdays, I'd kill half a dozen pigs, you know. It never bothered me. And the only thing that ever bothered me was maybe that it didn't bother me. But, you know, the thing, you know what had bothered me sometimes is the ones I took to market. Because I knew these pigs would be mixed in with other pigs. They'd be fighting. They'd be on a damn truck. They'd be going someplace and whatever the thing. Because there's times that if the weather was warm or I didn't think it was right, that I wouldn't sell them that week. I'd wait because I figured it was just too nasty on them, you know, and that was going to market. In your profession, you've got to be able to face that. Like I say, death is, with the livestock business, it just, especially with the pigs, you know, I mean, when you start losing them, why, you just got to suck it up and say, well, you know, maybe the next batch will be better.
I think I'd be able to handle, you know, the death of livestock. Obviously, you don't want it to happen, and you don't want it to happen in large numbers.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as butchering, I've been able to butcher some hogs, you know, with the Amish.
Mm-hmm.
And I've liked, you know, how, or the experience I've had, because they respect, you know, that animal, mm-hmm. and they know that animal is going to feed them, and it was a good experience, you know,
but
it was a humbling experience, too. I think it's the thing of the hands-on, right? I mean, like, at least in my job now in the emergency room, you can take care of something or you take care of somebody, and you can see the benefit from that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can, like, fix them or get them on their way to being healed, hopefully. And, you know, out on the farm is that, you know, you see things that you're doing that make a difference or that, you know, are working in a positive way.
Yeah.
And so but you make mistakes, too. I've made a lot of mistakes, but then you learn from those and try to do it again next time. Since you've been out here farming, what are some of the biggest mistakes you've made that you've learned from?
Well, some of the mistakes I made, I bought some livestock that I probably shouldn't have. As I was trying to get into this thing quicker, there were some of them pigs that I bought that was basically overpriced. And I mean, I got through it, but I could have played it a little better. And another thing is, I farm with junk. And looking back, I probably could have spent a little more money on a little better equipment. And maybe I had done a little better on the bookkeeping. I guess the government wouldn't have got as much, and I might have got a little more. Then, like I say, the best thing that ever happened was that I got my family out here, you know, and I seen that the way my kids, I know, I mean, they just barely put up with me because, you know, I'm the old guy. But and I've always tried to be decent to people, and people have treated me pretty good, too. The one thing there is in this world is there's a lot of good people. And a lot of people just waiting for a chance to be good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I say, you know, hey, I may be often wrong, but I'm never in doubt.
And that was veteran farmer Frank Baffy and aspiring farmer Dave Commissura, the first pair in our series, Work in Progress.